I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Yo, yo, yo. Welcome back to Coolin' Out.
Kev.
We are back. It's Rel. Just in case you guys didn't know, you might hear something from Chris in the back, yeah. Ray in the back. They might jump on every now and then.
We got a set in here.
We got a little set in here. We're going to try to keep them to a minimum because we know y'all don't want to hear them.
Very impossible.
I'll joke it.
But we how's everybody doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I didn't go to work today, so I got a lot of energy right now. I'm like amped. I'm not even going to lie to you guys. It's refreshing.
I like it.
Fuck the man. I'm never going back to work until tomorrow.
Hey, you got
to
be your own man.
I am never going back to work until tomorrow. How you guys been?
Good,
man.
Good.
I'm chilling off tomorrow, so I'm good.
Kev, good. I know Kev, good.
Tomorrow? Yeah.
Kevin here with the biker shorts on.
Yeah, I'm good.
Kevin here with the biker shorts on. Still got his dress socks up. Relax. That's a man that don't care. Yeah, he's happy. But anyway, let's get into this NBA. No. Actually, let's rewind. We're on that. Let's talk about the NFL first, because we're gonna brush through that.
All right, yeah, you lead the way.
Kevin, you want to take the...
You lead the charge.
Nah, we're going to run through it. We're going to get through this quick and then jump right to the NBA.
An ounce of intrigue on any NFL.
What?
So please, lead the charge.
Listen, let me tell you why I'm so excited about the NFL.
Please do.
Because the summertime has been dry. I've been forced to watch Big Three. No offense. Ice Cube, I love you and I support you, but I don't want to see the Big Three. Non-stop. Every Friday I record it on a DVR so I can watch it.
I wish I didn't notice.
You see the energy got me. Now I'm being too honest. Is it good? It's entertaining. It's good to like watch old NBA plays that you know, that you're familiar with. But I mean, ultimately it's not a real basketball game. It's 3-on-3 in a half court setting with its own like little interesting little rules and nuggets to the game. It's cool, I guess. It's something to watch because it's something for sports. Like, I'm not going to watch a WNBA, and I'm damn sure not going to watch a baseball game. So what else is there? The World Cup was popping for a little bit.
I enjoyed the World Cup, I must say.
I did.
Must be the camaraderie. Yeah, mm-hmm. When you watch it out in the crowd, it's pretty entertaining.
Yeah, my team, they made it to the Final Four.
Your team?
I picked up England at the last minute. Wow. I literally just picked them up. It was like, we're out at Freehold. We're out at Freehold. And like, who are they playing, Colombia?
Yeah. I think, yeah. And for some Columbia. Reason, a wager came up.
Yeah, but it was just a big Colombian crowd in there. A lot of cheers for the Colombian team. And then Ray and Kev happened to, you know, beat Colombia. So I had to step up. And like, you know, my boy Harry Kane was killing. I knew him from one game before.
Were you the only
then.
England fan there?
Huh?
Were you the only England fan there?
Nah, it was a big group of like these big burly like white men who you knew were like
British. They were jumping up on
the
couch.
They were on the tables. Were yeah. So it was me and
it's
them.
Like 3
so they had my back.
They were wild.
But I was just like, whatever. But yeah, so I chose England and they won that game, needless to say, you know. And PK, but we still won.
I don't know. For me, sports, return to NFL just means the fall and like I just want the summer to last.
Ooh.
I'm good with no sports.
But return to NBA is also the fall.
Yeah, but I could wait. I could wait.
Listen,
return. You like this summer? You like this weather?
Huh?
You like what's going on right now?
100%. No, but I like warm weather. not this per se. Like, this has been pretty dry and hot, but it's just going to be the fall and...
We really...
The idea of summer.
Yes.
No, I was just telling Kev this before we started recording. We really have... We have this month left and then like 3 weeks of September.
Look.
Just start dropping. You look up at 65 degrees. Yeah, when we get back.
Summer ends. When we get back from New Orleans, that's when my summer ends.
You love fall.
I love fall, man.
I like the summertime.
You can do in the summer besides with the beach. The beach I'll give you. But other than that, I love walking around when it's like nice out.
I haven't been to the beach this whole summer.
I don't like sand.
I haven't been to the beach here.
I don't like sand. It's like the most annoying thing ever. Gets in your toes, gets in your clothes. It's just everywhere.
I hit the water, beloved.
There's sand in the water.
Okay, you don't like sand. Okay.
I just don't like the sand residue. It's all over the place. Then you get home, take a shower, then it's in your tub. Then I gotta clean my tub.
You gotta put a towel down.
That's the trick. That's the trick.
I said breaking.
For breaking news. You gotta put the towel down, babe. But yeah,
well, what about the NFL though? What?
Oh, that intrigues me. I mean, it's just like I only watch really like religiously two sports. I only watch basketball, and I really only watch football religiously.
College and pro, or just
college and pro? College and pro. College basketball has not been that intriguing to me like over the past 3 years or so. I think it was more interesting when I actually was in college. But now that I'm not in college, I just don't have an attachment to any of these players. I know who some of them are, like Zion Williamson.
He's a beast.
Things like that. But outside of 285, 6'7", you don't know who that is, Kev?
I don't know.
Just Google him after this.
Okay.
Look at some highlights.
He's a top five pick.
It's not even a joke. This boy's 6'7", 285 pounds, moving like he's 225.
Shit.
Dunking from the free throw line, doing like he jumps.
What position?
They say he's in high school, he's a power forward, but he's 6'7", so I don't know what he's going to be. He could be a Charles Barkley in the face. Dude, he got ups. He remains, but anyway, college football is very entertaining, so I continue to watch that. College basketball has died for me, but NFL though is just, they're pro athletes, so I can relate to them. Like I actually know who the hell they are. Not like, no, I can't relate to their life. No, I'm not saying I can't relate.
Run a 40 and 4 points.
No, I can't relate to their lifestyle, but it's more so like it's easier to understand who this person is. Like you can follow them over their career versus college. You're more so just going based off legacy of the schools and.
I was watching. I'm sure maybe some of you saw this, but Blake Griffin was watching a video of he did like this thing where he was dunking. And it was like right around the time he won the dunk contest. And you look at the video.
At a camp.
He was doing it at a camp. And all the kids in the camp who are like literally kids, they're all professional basketball players in the NBA right now.
Wow. Devin and they look Booker, young as shit. Devin Booker, D'Angelo Russell, Zach LaVine. It was a bunch of like young, like they look so young in the video. And he's like showing off and them dunking, doing these crazy dunks. And he was like, man, this makes me feel old as hell. Like,
it made me feel old because like I remember watching him do that. And it was like, that was college.
Yeah.
When he won the dunk competition over the kid, that was we didn't say jump.
Wait,
side note, did y'all see the news about him today? That he has to pay over like $250,000 per month in child support.
Who?
Blake Griffin.
I mean,
$258,000.
He can afford it.
A month?
He can afford it. It's like he's like max money.
Don't get me started, Kevin.
All right, go ahead.
Nah,
that's a lot. You know what?
We gonna talk about NFL, but we ain't talk about this no more. We gotta talk about child support. And how the man, nah, I'm joking. But I do not like, I don't like the institution of child support. I just don't like the way it's regulated, okay? In New York City, well, in the state of New York, actually, one child, 28% of your gross. I would never spend 28% of my gross salary and my monthly salary on a kid. Never. You would have L.A. gear on your feet. Your feet would be lighting up all over the place before I spend 28% of what I'm making on you. Never. So why would I give some? Why would I? So if I have a baby with someone and we're not together anymore, now I gotta give you 28% for. But it's like, the thing is, I know it doesn't always go to the kid either. It goes to the woman, which is why it's just like, yo, no woman, just because you had sex with someone and you had a baby by that person, deserves $258,000 a month. For what? For laying on your back? Don't get me started. Anyway, I digress. You have anything?
Just New York?
It's not just New York. You see 258,000.
California's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Like, it's a pretty skewed.
The worst when it comes to,
like, no, I just know New York. So I'm saying that, like, because I know that one. I know exact percentages, like, for New York City. So that's why I'm saying New York City. But I don't know the other ones. But you hear all these athletes, but not even just athletes. Like, I go to my family. I had an uncle, literally, who was paying child support for four kids. Where his ex-wife was living with another man. So his money was going towards her paying the rent for her and another man to stay in that house with the kids. You got to be fucking kidding me. You see? That's why I would have to...
move out of the country.
I'd have been in prison. Prison. Because ain't no way in hell I'm paying for some other grown-ass man to live off my money. Prison, right? But that's why I won't be having any kids outside of marriage.
Amen.
You got to lock it up.
Amen.
All right, now I digress. I digress.
Yeah. I digress. No, we all got passion.
But yes.
Who do you pick to win the Super Bowl this year?
Vikings.
Vikings?
Who?
Wow, your team is actually the favorite.
You got faith in Kirk?
Hell yeah.
Young Kirk Cousins?
Mm-mm. Better. The first fully guaranteed contract.
Doesn't matter.
That's crazy.
That's most time when people relax. He's got all this money.
He's consistent.
That's all he has been is consistent. Consistently mediocre.
Mediocre.
Consistently mediocre. If you watch, listen.
Top eight quarterback.
When does he get most of his stats though? When the game's already out of reach and they have no chance of winning, he is a stat padder. He pads his stats.
You got the laptop. You might need to do.
No, because I am recording, so I can't focus on two things at one time. He pads his stats. He's not bad. He's just consistently mediocre. He doesn't put. You put him on any team, he does not put any team over the top. Case Keenum is better than him.
No. He had Case Keenum. I understand where the Vikings came from. They had to choose which quarterback to invest in. You're going to put all your money into one quarterback that had one good year?
Case Keenum.
Or you're going to put your money into a quarterback that's been consistently good,
consistently mediocre
quarterback for five plus seasons?
Case Keenum is better than him. And look at where they were last year.
It was a system. The system made him good.
Case Keenum is better. But listen, even if that is the case, how much better you think? So you think the team is better this year than they were last year?
Which team?
The Vikings.
Yeah.
How did they get better? Just by changing the quarterback?
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, look at the money.
Quarterback. Yeah, they're gonna get.
But also,
the top. They didn't have the top running back.
Who's back though? NFC North. Who's back? Aaron Rodgers. Don't sleep.
Don't matter. We'll break his collarbone again.
Don't sleep. Aaron Rodgers is back. My Giants are looking strong.
Pray for bad weather.
They better not. Some anonymous scout was like, the Giants are just looking unstoppable this year. Teams literally need to pray for injuries or bad weather.
I ain't gonna lie. I chuckled when I saw
I'm like,
that.
All right, it ain't that deep. Like, we're not that
pray
good.
Pray for bad weather.
Pray for bad weather or injuries.
With Eli?
We're not that good. You gotta say that about, like, the Eagles or something, because they're stacked.
We're pretty stacked, dude. I mean,
are you a Vikings fan, too?
No, I'm talking about the Giants. Sorry, I thought you were talking about the Giants.
No, we are pretty stacked, but our O-line still isn't, like, the best.
I'll give you that, but the weapons, I mean, Saquon Barkley, Odell Beckham Jr., Shepard, Ingram. Whatever.
Ingram is a fucking. He gonna be a monster this year. He gonna break out.
Monster. He's like a weird.
But
Aaron
you still got
Hernandez
Eli.
Type.
How are you guys stacked? You guys suck.
Whoa.
Damn.
On what side of we are stacked? If you actually think about it, we are stacked. We have the talent there. We just gotta bring it all together.
I think everybody agrees last year was a fluke.
No, it really was though.
You are what your record is.
We have a great defense and we have great offensive weapons. If Eli could just...
All right. Vikings got the best defense and better offensive weapons.
Mm.
I would just agree on offensive
weapons.
Do
they play this year?
The Vikings do not have better offensive weapons.
We have the top... Huh? Adam Thielen, all right, and Stephon Diggs.
Okay.
Best receiving core.
I'm glad y'all
Stephon
here.
Diggs.
They were number three in yardage together. Only Antonio Brown was ahead of them.
Which one is better than Odell Beckham? Mm.
That's one dude.
Watch Shepard break out this year. And we got Ingram. Who you guys your tight end? Kyle Rudolph? He's decent. He's not.
He's all right.
He ain't Evan Ingram. We got Saquon Barkley. Mm. Saquon
has done nothing.
We'll see. Dalvin Cook didn't do anything before last year.
Did they play this year? The Giants and the Vikings?
Wait, was he coming back now? What's he come back off of, though?
ACL.
Exactly. What does he do for.
Back from one
you compared him to AP?
He wears same colors.
Good one. We'll see how he returns. He's a running back with a torn ACL. Most of them don't.
I gotta say, number one D, that's gonna take you far no matter what.
Do you know their schedule? Do you know if they play
Giants? They play the Giants, actually.
Oh, we gotta get up for that. Huh?
They play either the Giants or the Jets at MetLife.
Oh, I don't care about the Jets.
But if they play the Giants, we should meet up for that.
They playing
a couple wages down.
Meet up where? You mean at meet up at a bar or
I guess in Brooklyn?
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like go to MetLife for it. I was.
I've been to one. Never again. All I saw was Trump supporters and almost froze to death. No, sir.
I've actually never been to an NFL game. I'm gonna go to
it's
one.
It's so slow.
Is it?
They make one thing. They make a pass, whistle blows, and somebody claps, and then they just stand around the field. It was so boring, and it was too
cold. Oh, you know, it's yeah, because you.
I saw them in November. It was cold.
Because you also
I like football.
And I was watching the beers
live.
No, oh. No, I like indoor. I like basketball live.
Ugh. Yes,
football is tough. I've been to two.
It's so cold, slow and
it's
cold.
Just like it's just. It's more, I don't know. I like being in my living room on a Sunday.
Yeah.
It's also like 8 o'clock Sunday night, 8:30. Like, you get back at like 1. Like, I'm good. Like, let's chill on my couch, order some wings, get fucked up, and like watch my Giants. But that to me is a sweet spot.
But do you hear that?
I'll meet up for some afternoon games.
Do you hear this? This is why I'm excited about the NFL coming back. Because it also brings you time with your brothers. You get to hang out.
Yeah.
You get wings.
Look, I love it. I'm just not rushing it. I'm not rushing it.
It's wings and beer with no guilt. You can have as many wings and beer as you want, and you don't feel guilty about it. There's no such thing as a wasted calorie when you're eating wings and drinking beer and watching football.
You guys do a fantasy league?
I have one at work. Didn't work out that well for me last year. I picked David Johnson. Never again. It's also not that good. It's also not that good when you have the first pick, because all the pressure was on me.
You picked David Johnson with your first pick?
It was either David Johnson or Le'Veon Bell. Those were the top two fantasy players last year to pick. I picked David Johnson, but then David Johnson got hurt. Second game in. But it's also because if you pick, because you know you draft in the snake order. If you pick first, you don't get to pick again to what, 16th, and that's not a good look, especially not in football. And then my second pick, that was my fault, you know. But hey, I know going back.
Who is your favorite NFL player in the league, regardless of team?
To watch?
To watch live on Sundays? Yes, exactly. Most exciting for me, it's Ezekiel Elliott. I love it when he touches the ball. I'm a Giants fan. Mm-hmm. I mean Odell Beckham when he's.
I don't support nothing that's a Cowboy.
Really?
Nothing.
I support quality football, regardless of team.
For me, it's the Vikings defense.
Wait, Ray, say it again. The levels is low.
For me, it's the Vikings defense.
I just want everyone to hear what he said because I don't know if the levels is there, but he said it's the Vikings defense.
Honestly, they're probably the best defense in the league.
You enjoy watching defense?
Hell yeah. Smothering quarterbacks, not letting them get 5 yards, shutting
just teams down. I have no faith in the Vikings this year.
They only got better. They got Sheldon Richardson.
You guys are going to be. Let me tell you what you guys' record is going to be, okay? Ooh. You're going to be 11-5, and you're going to kick down the first round. Ooh. And it might be a wild card game. Because that's how competitive the NFC is going to be this year.
What about the Giants?
Oh, the Giants is going all the way, baby. Listen, let me tell you why. The only reason why Giants will go all the way is because the Eagles, it's hard to repeat things. Like, you know, once you just win, it's hard for you to get back in that groove, so they're going to be sleeping for a little. We're going to come through and smack the shit out of them.
You're not worried about the Cowboys?
Who?
The Redskins? Okay, cool.
Redskins?
Okay, I'm just asking.
I damn sure.
They have no quarterback now.
They have Alex Smith.
It's a downgrade.
You can make that argument that he is a downgrade.
He is the same exact player Kirk Cousins is. No.
Kirk Cousins launches long balls. Alex Smith is safe. West Coast defense keeps it short, safe.
He was dropping some dimes last year, early in the season.
He got better last year.
I saw some reports actually this morning where, what's his name? The safety on the Redskins was saying how. That Alex Smith has more control of the offense, and they lacked this kind of leadership last season.
Yeah, he's sour. He's mad. He lost his best player.
Kirk Cousins is their best player?
He was.
Josh Norman was their best player.
He hasn't done shit.
Their defense sucks. What do you mean he sucks? Can you give me another one too? What do you mean he sucks? He doesn't suck. First of all, he's like one of the few cornerbacks in the league that actually travels still.
Xavier Rhodes is better.
Xavier Rhodes doesn't travel though. He doesn't follow the best receiver. Xavier Rhodes plays, I think, the left, and that's it. He plays the left, and if the best receiver goes, if the best receiver runs to the right, he doesn't travel with him. That's trash. I want to see the best receiver. I want to see the best quarterback and the best receiver line up.
Works.
No, what's his name? Week one, the Jaguars, Jalen Ramsey and Odell Beckham. He's going to follow him. Watch Jalen Ramsey travel wherever Odell goes, he's going to go.
Xavier sometimes follows, but usually they don't for the scheme.
Whack.
Because it don't matter.
Weak.
Defense is like
weak sauce.
It's like an orchestra.
But it's also because you have a strong defense, so it's not like you have a weak side. Like, you know, on the Redskins, who the hell is the second cornerback?
D'Angelo Hall.
D'Angelo Hall's like 38 years old. He ain't that old, but he's old football years. He ain't as fast as he used to be. So, yeah, of course Josh Norman has to travel and stay with the fastest player. If he stayed on his side, he would still be good. Anyway, I digress.
I have a who's the best running back in the league?
Ooh, that's tough. Le'Veon Bell.
Not to answer your question, but Saquon Barkley is going to be really good, I think. be really good, but
I have faith in him, but I think he's overhyped. They put too much pressure on the boy.
Yeah.
I mean, I watched him play in college. He didn't like pop to me in college. Like, he didn't jump off the screens to me in college. I think everyone's getting hyped about his combine because he has insane numbers at the combine. Like, I think he did the bench press like 225, like 43 times.
He reminds me of
something stupid. Like,
I'm being a coma.
Yeah, no, he's a beast. He reminds me of AP and how he can just like break a run.
Yeah.
Any moment, any time, you know, he can break it.
But he had not many
running backs, like, you know, they're good, they'll get the yardage. Over the course of a game, they'll do good.
Yeah.
But he's one of those, like, he can break it in any moment.
But he also had a lot of games where, like, for example, they played Rutgers, who was, no offense, they were ass last year. He only had 34 yards against Rutgers.
Yeah.
Or 37, 14, 14. I know way too much about football, more than I thought I did. 14 attempts for 37 yards. Glad to be watching all that. Thank Undisputed.
Best running back.
Who?
The best running back of the league?
Best running back in the league.
I mean, Le'Veon Bell.
Who you got, Ray?
Probably top. Catching out of the back.
He can do anything.
6'1".
Anything.
It's pretty impressive. Ezekiel Elliott is pretty good, too.
Ezekiel Elliott, I would say, is number two. And then Todd Gurley is three for me.
Todd Gurley is a fire.
Is that the consensus top three?
I don't think there's ever a consensus in football, but I would say that's pretty close. I think a very underrated player is Devontae Freeman.
For the Falcons, yeah.
He's a very good player.
They have a nice little dual back system. Oh, yeah. Him and Tevin Coleman is insane.
Yeah. And then another really good – I'm trying to think of, like, running backs in the league that I like, look to
talk
watch.
Up, Chris.
Who's the running back on the Saints?
Oh, that's
good.
Yeah, no, yeah. You guys are just a little lower, but go ahead.
The running back on the Saints. I forget his name right now.
Oh, Alvin Kamara.
He's pretty good. Maybe he's number two to me.
Woo.
Yeah, this year he's going to break out.
He only had one season.
He's going to break out this year. He did really good against the Vikings, D. That's what
you guys' levels are on point now. That was my fault, guys. I'd be honest. Yeah, you were lower than me and Kevin were, but you still were. Like, I'm sure people can still hear you, but I had your knob a little lower.
It's okay.
Because I didn't realize.
As long as we realized before, it was too late.
So. Yeah, but now people, like, now your levels are
now
even.
Now I can get my point across, people. People need to sit down and listen. Ezekiel Elliott, Le'Veon Bell, those are the top two in the league right now.
Todd Gurley, number one.
Ooh. Wow,
really? Interesting.
We'll see how. I want to see how he plays now. He just got paid. He just reset the running back market.
Average is about 12, 13 million a year. Yeah, but it's very
But it's also the amount of guaranteed money he got. Yeah. That's what it was. It was 4 years, 60 mil with 45 of it guaranteed.
Yeah. He's also very lucky because he was a very high pick as a first round draft pick. So he has a lot of. He's pretty set already. So
yeah.
Le'Veon Bell's a second round pick. I mean, don't get me wrong, Le'Veon Bell's doing very well in life, but like he was franchised last year.
But so Pittsburgh and they franchised again this year.
Yeah,
Pittsburgh's sure. disrespecting the hell out of him.
I mean, they're notorious for that. They just you have to squeeze every dollar out of them. They're like there are a few the old franchise, even the Giants are pretty like that too. It's like hard to like upgrade their contract when they're in a contract year. They're very like they play hardball. It's kind of fucked up or whatever. And then who's the running back on the Eagles? AJ Ajayi. He's all right. He's pretty good, dude. I think he's gonna have a very good year, man.
He's all right.
Right, well,
I want to see. I want to see how he does this shit where he's not splitting carries with LeGarrette.
I love LeGarrette.
He's in Detroit now.
I've been following him since he got kicked out of Oregon. Which was like a long time ago, man.
He's in Detroit now.
Dude on Boise State, and yeah.
He went the last chance too.
What's that? That's that university in Alabama.
LeGarrette Blount went to Last Chance U.
Uh-huh.
Holy shit! I'm not surprised, but
here's an interesting question: where does Dez Bryant sign?
Browns.
It's tough, right?
I don't even see the issue. Is like
he's a great. It's insane whoa. That he's still unsigned. He's a top Antonio 10 wide receiver.
Yeah, I must say anymore. I see the
not anymore. Yeah, for sure.
He's not.
Name
top. I mean, what you said?
Let me tell you why.
I mean,
he's not even top 20.
He's not. Oh, and I'll tell
healthy.
He's listen. This is why I don't understand, which is what, like, I see all these sports pundits and everybody on TV talking about how, you know, he's lost a step and he's not as athletic as he was. Even if you're not, you should still be able to catch the damn ball.
Even I noticed that. And I'm a novice, yeah.
He led the league in drops. Like, yeah. No matter how old you get, your hand should never stop working. Like, I can see if, like, you know, like, he lost a step. Fine, you know, he's older now, injuries. I've seen passes go right to him, and he bobbling it. Like, he just can't catch anymore. I don't know how he lost his confidence and how he cannot catch anymore. Chris is back, so let me make this point again. No matter how old you get, no matter how you lose your athleticism, you lose a step, he cannot catch anymore. He led the league in drop passes last season. Drops.
I understand that, but if he's saying—
That's not top 20.
But if he's saying he's not healthy—
You not being healthy.
And also, you have to remember.
Was he actually not healthy?
Well,
Chris, if I'm in a wheelchair, you throw a pass at me, my hands still work.
I mean, what if your hands are broken?
His hands aren't
broken. I'm just saying. His hands aren't broken. I'm just saying. But, like, we don't know the situation. Obviously, he fell off. But, like, think about it.
His hands are broken.
Think about who he plays.
They are. Like,
think about, like, the other wide receivers on the Cowboys. He's double coverage. He's always going to have the full amount of coverage on any defense.
No one was double covering him last season.
Really?
No one.
Who were they picking up more so than him?
Cole Beasley.
Jason Witten, more.
No. I put this on everything. Jalen Ramsey. I watch Undisputed and First Take a lot. Jalen Ramsey came on there. The cornerback came on there. And they were literally talking about how Dez does not run routes. Like, he only has the fade route, and then he has some other. He only runs two routes, basically. So they only play him for two routes. You can, like, one player can, like, shut him down if you play the two routes correctly.
No, I'm definitely not arguing that. I'm just saying that, like,
he hasn't got
Cole Beasley over Dez Bryant, one-on-one coverage, fourth quarter.
Cole Beasley?
Yeah.
Yep.
You're out of your damn mind. You know that. That's why people who are listening, he's smiling as he says Nessie because he knows he's lying.
Well, Cole Beasley signed to a team.
I'll give you that.
Yes, I would take Cole Beasley.
Cole Beasley costs $1 million a year where Dez is like 10. So
Dez wanted. Obviously, yeah. He ain't worth anything now.
It's interesting. I'm curious. He'll do a one-year deal, prove a deal, and we'll see what happens. But I think he's going to have a very good year.
Quick side note.
Wait, what would be an ideal fit for him? Where?
Wait, I want to ask you a real question. Have you guys listened to Cole Beasley's rap album? Okay, so
he had a rap out.
Okay, anyway, but where were ideal fit for who?
Dez.
I think the Packers would be a really good fit.
You know where Dez
Bryant's in the ball.
You know where Dez Bryant is in his career? He's in the Carmelo Anthony phase of his career.
Oh no.
Where everyone knows he's fell off except for him.
I mean, he can produce. He can
But he wants to be a number one receiver. And he's not good enough to be a number one receiver anymore.
I don't agree with that. How old is he?
29?
I mean, he is
29. Does he look 29 to you?
He's in his 30s.
He's in pretty good shape. I mean, X.
Yeah, everyone's in pretty good shape until they get on the field.
But honestly, can you name what you said he was? You said he's not top 20 wide receiver.
I was going to ask.
19 better receivers than Dez Bryant in the league?
Let's get it started. Odell, Antonio Brown, Julio,
Mike Evans.
Yep. Who else?
Stephon Diggs.
Adam Thielen. Sterling Shepard is better than him.
He had a worse season than Dez. Pretty sure. Actually, no, I shouldn't say that. Keep going. I'll give it to you. Brandon, I don't think you're going to hit 19.
Brandon Marshall is still better than him.
Nah, chill. Who's the number one receiver on the Eagles? What's his name? They just signed him to a long-term contract.
Oh, Alshon Jeffrey. I'll give you that.
Brandon Cooks.
Do you think Jarvis Landry's better?
Yup, Jarvis Landry. I'll take Juju Smith-Schuster over him. That's 11.
Okay.
We're getting close. We're getting hot.
We're getting close.
The issue is the harder the harder it gets.
No, because I'm trying to think of every team. That's why. I have to go through teams.
I can help you.
Hang on line.
Amari Cooper.
I'll give it to you.
Thank you.
I'll give it to you.
What we need? Seven more? Eight more? Eight more, right?
The receiver on the Chargers.
Keenan Allen's better than him.
I'll give it to you.
Is that 13?
Yeah, we need
Deshaun Jackson.
Deshaun Jackson, I would take Deshaun Jackson over him. Who else is? I said Julio already. Let me think of some teams I'm missing.
Golden Tate.
You're really pushing it. I'll give it to you. I'm still confident.
He said you really push it.
15?
Yes, we need four
five,
more.
Five more.
Five Randall
more. Cobb. Who? I'll take Dez over Randall. Randall had it off here.
I'm leaving out so many teams. It's not even funny.
Patriots.
Edelman's better than him. The receiver on the Seahawks.
That's 16.
Baldwin.
17. What other teams do I have? I'm trying to think of teams.
Take Doug Baldwin over Dez Bryant.
Oh,
Doug Baldwin is not, am I thinking, Doug Baldwin's number DeAndre 89,
Hopkins.
Right?
DeAndre Hopkins.
That's 17.
Doug Baldwin's number 89, right?
You give him Baldwin as well.
Doug Baldwin's he's a monster. He's a
great player. I'm not saying top.
So you don't give him that. We had 17 without Baldwin.
I mean, you can take it.
18.
No, don't give him nothing that you don't want.
You don't want Scrubs. You want to really have some.
Doug Baldwin is better than Golden Tate. So if you don't give Golden Tate, you got to give me Doug.
I'll give you that. All right, fine.
All right, so we'll 18. 18, just need two more.
Travis Benjamin.
You're out of your freak.
Travis Benjamin?
The guy on Cleveland Browns?
No, he's on the Panthers.
Kelvin Benjamin, and he's on the Bills now. He's on the Bills now. Kelvin Benjamin. Right. I had him on fantasy team.
I'll even help you guys out. Sammy Watkins?
I'll take Josh Gordon.
Oh, yeah, he's better.
No, he hasn't played in 2 years.
Oh, that's true.
Came back last year, had 100 yards in his first game back.
That's 21 if you give him. That's 21.
You guys stretched it, but you proved yourself.
You know what? Let me do something real quick. I'm gonna go to Madden 19 player ratings.
I'll take that.
I want to see. I'm gonna just put only on the wide receiver because I'm sure I'm missing some.
Sure. But I'm sure Dez is in the top 20 in that list.
He ain't even on this list because he ain't on the team.
Free agents are still rated. You're a free agent.
Free agents be rated better.
Sure. Agents are definitely rated.
Let me see who I'm missing. So, I'm missing AJ Green.
We're idiots.
Michael Thomas. Look, Doug Baldwin got a 90. You acting like I'm tripping.
Okay.
Let me go through this list, okay, before we get to wherever Dez would be.
So we had 21.
I'm just going through the list. We got Antonio Brown, Julio Jones, Odell Beckham, DeAndre Hopkins, AJ Green, Keenan Allen, Michael Thomas from New Orleans Saints, Doug Baldwin, Stephon Diggs, Alshon Jeffrey, Mike Evans, Larry Fitzgerald got an 89. God bless his soul. T.Y. Hilton, Golden Tate got an 89. He must be really good. Devontae Adams, Julian Edelman, Emmanuel Sanders, Adam Thielen, Demaryius Thomas, I forgot about him, Brandon Cooks, Tyreek Hill.
That's 21 now?
Marvin Jones Jr. is 22. Jarvis Landry.
God damn.
Allen Robinson, Amari Cooper. I don't know about Pierre Garçon. They tripping. I'll take Danny Amendola.
Where, where,
Deshaun,
is, Is Dez even on the list?
No, he's not. But this is people that I know for a fact will be better than
him. Was that 26 you just named?
Yeah, but then after that, it gets a little questionable. Pierre Garçon and them boys. Gotta chill out.
Chris just handed me the mic.
Do some research on
mine. We'll talk about something else till you ready, but...
Best quarterback.
Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah. I hate him, but yeah, Aaron Rodgers.
No. Tom Brady's the ultimate system quarterback.
Oh.
I mean, still the better quarterback.
Also, just he's plays the most with accomplished the worst quarterback.
He's not better than Aaron Rodgers.
Can he make the same throws that Aaron Rodgers can?
He's consistently great with, like, the worst receiving core.
That is also true.
Ooh. But they're not, first of all, they're not the worst.
And no running game.
They're not the worst receiving. Listen, they're not the worst receiving core if you consistently choose those type of receivers. You're choosing those receivers because those receivers fit into your scheme. I'm slurring like a motherfucker. Those receivers fit into that scheme. that's short, white. All the receivers is white as fuck. They all fit into that scheme, which is why they all just be, they're all interchangeable. Those receivers wouldn't work anywhere else. If you're choosing to have those receivers, then you're choosing to have those receivers.
He still has to throw the ball. He still has to evade any sort of sacks. But he still has got to manage the game.
You can't
take that away.
If you have a good scheme and people can't stop it, then it does not matter. Like, that's what it is. If you just have good plays and a good scheme, they have good plays, good scheme. They have fast white boys who do slot plays, and they run in the slot, and Tom Brady gets it off to them. And don't forget, he has Gronk, who's probably one of the most talented tight ends we've ever seen.
The Gronk.
What if they switch teams?
Who?
Who would suffer the most?
Also, though.
What? The Packers would bury themselves. They put Tom Brady back there.
No.
Tom Brady would not succeed without Bill Belichick.
Rodgers going to the Super Bowl if he's on the Patriots?
Facts.
With Bill Belichick?
Yeah.
Rodgers still needs a team around him, though. He still needs a good defense.
So with what? Just switching out the Brady quarterback.
He has never had a good defense. He's never had a good defense. He had a good defense 1 year. That's why I hate when I have a conversation a lot with people. This year in the playoffs was Tom Brady's first time to see what it feels like to score a lot and put up a lot of stats and still lose. That's what Aaron Rodgers feels like all the time, where he's scoring 41, but then his defense is giving up 48. Like, that's what happens. This is his first time actually feeling that. Aaron Rodgers is a monster. Tom Brady couldn't even dream to do the stuff that Aaron Rodgers could do, the throws that he can make, the way he can maneuver out of the pocket. He's so shifty.
Let's see how Aaron Rodgers is at his age, though.
He's 34 years old. Oh, at Tom Brady's age? Yeah. I mean, we never know. He said he won't play the 40. We'll see how Tom Brady is this year.
Tom Brady has a different team every year.
You see Tom Brady's every picture when he's on the beach?
Yeah.
That don't look successful to me. That dad bod got to go.
Dad bod's got to stay, man. Kidding me?
We'll see what he looks like this season. There's a reason Bill Belichick wanted to let him go.
I mean, there's definitely friction there, which is kind of interesting, but...
He wanted to let him go because his time was up. And he wanted Garoppolo there.
Well, Garoppolo's making a ton of money. Wow. Ton of money.
Y'all here walking around with porn stars now.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy.
In public, holding their hands.
Yeah, he having fun.
He got that kind of money. I don't give a fuck what y'all think about me.
Forget about the 49ers. They're like pretty decent.
Yeah, we'll see.
I mean, if he can.
Who's their number one receiver? Pierre Garçon? Pierre Garçon.
He's decent.
He's not a number one receiver, though. No, he's a number
not.
Two.
No.
That was the start of your all iffy team.
That's
right?
When I started, like, ooh.
Yeah, he's pretty, like, bad.
He's not bad. I had him on fantasy.
He's just consistent. Like, he's there, but he's
ain't going
like
to take you over the top.
He's not going to elevate you to another level.
Yeah, exactly.
He used to. When he was on the Colts, he was very good. Like, when he was with Peyton Manning, he was killing. He must have, like, a weird school.
That's when he was young.
Yeah. I don't know.
Let's get on this NBA talk, though.
With pleasure.
Where shall we start, Kev?
The Rosen Kawhi.
Ooh.
Yeah, we were trying to give y'all a pod like 2 weeks back when I was on vacation.
Kev was up in Maine.
In that good life.
With the shrooms, chilling.
What do you think of it when you saw it?
I was surprised. But I'm more surprised now that these reports are coming out that, like, supposedly Kawhi is happy up there.
I don't believe any of it.
It was a picture of him smiling, Kev.
Until he says it.
Yeah, I don't believe
it. But he ain't going to never say anything.
You think he stays?
He said no. He's gonna happen.
I don't think he stays.
I'm sure you can see he's when he's
he back. Might though. I mean, I don't know. I've never been to Toronto, but supposedly like it's a really nice city.
Well, it depends what he's looking for, right?
And they don't have anything else up there.
I mean, what is he looking to win? I mean,
they
I
can win.
I think they could very well. I think they're the, what, the second best team in the East?
Yeah, I think behind.
Second or third,
and depending on how good he is, they could be
first. Yeah.
What about the loss of their coach?
Who?
Dwayne Casey.
You don't think that impacts how good they can be?
I need to see how good, what's his name, Nick Nurse is.
They, I mean, at the end of the day, they are
who, a stacked team.
They are who they are.
Not stacked, but they have a really good role players around them.
Nick Nurse was there last year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just step right on up. I don't know what Dwayne Casey is going to do in Detroit, though. But that's another story.
Paycheck and
yeah, that's all you best. Can do in Detroit.
I mean, Blake
that's
Griffin.
What Blake's doing.
Well, Blake going to be hurt.
Blake, man.
By December, yeah.
He's just, I don't know. I can't figure. He's like the ultimate, like, fail. Like, I mean, not fail in the sense of, like, he isn't a great player, but he just didn't, I don't know, he didn't live up to his expectations. And he doesn't get a heat. He doesn't get any criticism. He just kind of, like, moved off to Detroit and just kind of riding into the sunset. But, like, he didn't lift that team. He's the number one overall pick. Like, he really, like, you know, compared to, like, let's say LeBron or any other number one
overall
pick.
Oh, you can't do that.
No, I'm not even, like,
chill.
Not my goat.
But just, like, he's just not, like, I don't know. He doesn't get any, like, criticism for how he handled the situation.
Greg Oden was the number one pick also, so that makes him feel better.
Yeah.
He did his best.
Wait, just to backtrack, who do you think came out better from the Spurs-Raptors trade?
Spurs. Spurs, because you actually have a solidified all-star.
He's locked up.
Locked up for the next three years. He's locked up. And he's young. So, I mean, he is who he is. Like, he can't really play that much defense, and he can't shoot the outside J to save his life. But he's still an all-star. I don't know if he's an all-star in the West, though. But
in that system, I think he could get a boost, and he's motivated. I liked it for the Spurs.
The West is deep, though, especially at the guard position.
Oh, that's true.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if
they can still do very well.
Team-wise. Yeah, the team can do well, but I just don't see him like being an all-star. But well, Toronto,
if the team does well, he's gonna get in there. I mean, if they finish high again,
nah.
If they're a top three seed,
guards. Just think about the guards. The
Westbrook, Harden, Steph Curry.
Klay Thompson.
Lillard.
Lillard is not.
Jimmy
not
Butler.
They're not going to have better records than the Spurs.
Lillard going to get
Portland
more votes
have
before.
A better record than the Spurs?
Listen.
Huh? Portland won't have a better.
Lillard's going to get more. Lillard's going to get more. The fan vote is like, what, 50%?
Oh, yeah. I forgot it's broken down.
Yeah. Lillard's going to get more votes than DeMar DeRozan is. You just named. First of all, there's three people that's definitely going.
Yeah,
there's Russell Westbrook, Harden, and Steph. Chris Paul didn't even make it last year.
Oh, that's a good point.
That's like how stacked the West is. Like, I don't see him making it in the West.
You think they finished top four?
I think both teams. Yeah. No. Whoa. Yeah, I think they're going to finish fourth.
And who's the other three?
No, because then OKC, shit.
Who the other, yeah. So who's the top?
Well, my initial thought was Golden State, Houston, Lakers, Spurs. But I think the fourth seed's going to come down to Spurs or OKC. It's going to be tight.
Lakers number three?
They got LeBron, beloved.
I think they finished top four seed. I don't know if it's three. I don't see him fight with no home court advantage at all.
LeBron is going to get three.
I got him at least top four.
Don't be surprised he get two.
I think Rockets took a step back.
Listen.
I mean, it's a young team, but it's a lot of potential.
They got the LeBron dust.
Listen, young players have more energy.
They're going to get that LeBron
Get out there and hustle. Go run around.
LeBron
and then
you
got
you.
Then you got some goons on the squad. You got Rondo. And I just don't know how they're going to survive because they can't shoot to save their life. Rondo, Lance Stevenson. Beasley, watch. One night, Bron going to be tired. Beasley going to put up 30.
Yeah. In the garden.
Watch. I picked him up. I was speaking of that, though, real quick. I was disappointed. He put 30 up, and I picked him up on fantasy the next day. He had 2 points the next day.
Shocking.
But not, I got them three. Where do you think they're going to fall? Everyone. The Lakers.
think a top three pick. I think top three in the West is very fair. It's just a wild card. It's a LeBron. You don't know what he's going to be. He's an incredible player. Like, he elevates around him more so than anybody else in the league.
After the Warriors, it's like Houston.
it's like a toss up after the Warriors.
Yeah, it's like Houston took a step back. I don't know how good they're going to be.
And they got Melo.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Valuable role players, and then replace them with Melo.
Ball stopping Melo.
And he don't even have the offense to offset the defense they lost. So it's like,
remember how we felt when Phil Jackson first said that about Carmelo? We were in denial. I remember being like, what the fuck is Phil Jackson talking about? He's old, he's senile, someone get him out of here. And now I watch Melo play and I'm just like, pass the ball. Like, no, he gets right. It. He's massaging the shit out of it. And I'm like, ah.
Don't forget the rotation. Yeah. You get on there.
Do a quick neck flip and then do nothing.
Okay, so he'll be better.
Yeah, they're going to be better without. They got Schroeder. Spurs or Schroeder. Like, is that his name?
God, they have Schroeder, yeah.
Damn. Good little six man. They're getting Robeson back.
LeBron not falling out the top four. I could see OKC being like five or something.
Yeah, I can see OKC being five too. LeBron is not falling out the top.
He's beasting this year.
Listen,
I mean, that's it. You know what?
He's happy.
That's not new. So
watch his numbers this year.
He was miserable last year.
Listen, I promise you, he ain't gonna play
in Beverly Hills.
He's not gonna play a lick of defense this season.
Oh yeah.
But he ain't gonna play a lick. But his offensive numbers is about to.
He gonna have it. Staples rocking.
Yeah. He's about to be doing some crazy shit. Got me want to move to LA.
Watch, man. That's why I'm glad he did it. Cause it's like if he'd gone to the Cavs again, be like, all right, great. I admire it. But now this is like, this what makes it fun. Like watching him in a totally new like dynamic, playing with young players. Like I'm gonna watch. I'm gonna tune. Like I'm more likely to watch him on the Lakers than I was on the Cavs.
Really?
I don't even know who I'm gonna watch out East now.
I'm not. The only reason why I'm more prone to watch him on the Cavs than the Lakers. It's because earlier. Those games come on earlier.
Yeah.
Oh, but take that out of account. Like, okay, this imagine is they start both
team.
At the same time.
Oh, easily
time.
Just easily it's a better team. The appeal of it is just sexier. Also,
you got him, all these A-list celebrities, the Staples Center. It's gonna be so.
But also, the team is better though. Also, the team is better. Also, though.
Yeah, and
he's a team full of young prospects. You got Brandon Ingram, Kuzma.
How many of them are better than Kevin Love, if any?
Who on this team?
Kuzma.
None.
Kuzma?
Okay. At this current state, none.
So who's the third best player on the Cavs?
Who was the third best player on the Cavs?
And how many Lakers are Jeff better Green. Than that person?
Thompson. Jeff Green.
All right, question answered then.
Shit.
No, all the rest of them are better than the third player, but none of them are better than Kevin Love at this stage in their career. Watch Kevin Love beast this year.
He will.
He might, probably won't stay healthy.
Yeah, we got to do a fantasy basketball.
Oh, I'm definitely going to get Kevin Love.
I get why they gave him, what, 120, I think? Yeah, makes sense. Yeah. They needed him because, like, he was... You know,
but also makes him a tradable asset also.
You think Kevin Love with 3 years,
yep,
$30 million a year, is better than Kevin Love with 1 year?
Yep.
If you sell high, when he put up them 20 and 12s,
but it's also
depends on the year. If he has a good year, then you're right. If he has a bad year, then
For that also, he has a good year,
and then salary cap's gonna go up.
And then a lot of small market teams, say for example a Charlotte Hornets or something like that, they like a team that would never be able to get him. You know, they'll be like, oh shit, we'll trade for him, and then you locked up for next 3 years, beloved. You better love this city. Then what you gonna do,
Carmelo?
The boy Melo.
What do you think?
He'll have a good year this year. When I say good, he's going to average like, I almost said an efficient 15, but those words don't,
wow.
Those efficient don't go with Melo. Honestly, I don't know how he's going to fit into that Houston system.
I didn't even know he went to Houston.
He didn't go yet, but he's a,
I think it happened today.
He has to clear, it already went?
Yeah, waivers cleared. He signed for like $2.4 million.
I didn't know he signed already. Ooh, though.
I'm pretty sure.
I thought
they bought out.
Crazy. He won't make more than that the rest of his career.
Like, yeah,
he's done.
They bought out the remaining, and he gave back 2.4 because he knew he could get it in Houston. So he got his full year salary combined between the two teams. But
nah, he didn't sign yet.
Oh, he didn't sign.
They
yet?
Said he intends to sign.
Oh, okay.
But he hasn't signed yet. But also, he just came out with a statement talking about he's not coming off the bench. No one knows. He knows when it'll be the right time for him to come off the bench.
He had career lows and like everything. He said he needed time to learn the system. How much time do you need?
He's really done everything incorrectly.
Because he's used to
His career is like he was given the keys to New York City. And I'm not saying he needed to win a championship, but like every damn thing, when even with Lynn, like he was just upset. Lynn was taking the ball. Like, dude, like you're relax. Like it's just everything he has done from really, you could say the beginning, he's been...
He should have been that third member.
It's crazy.
And Amari was beasting before he came. Remember how Amari Stoudemire was playing before Carmelo came?
Second in MVP.
As soon as Carmelo came, just shut his whole game down. What's up?
We ain't tell Amari to hurt his back dunking in the playoffs.
Well, though. You know what?
Darryl, no, he punched. He punches. He, maybe
no, that was the next year. Oh. There's many chronicles to Amari.
But apparently, they knew he only had 2 years. Amari only had 2 years on his knees.
Well, as soon as Carmelo came, Amari just like started falling apart. I think it's in your head. It's mental. He knew it was mental, and his body just started deteriorating.
Never fit.
God, he was.
Yeah, name a player Carmelo has fit with.
Carmelo.
Chauncey Billups.
Fit with anybody.
Oh, Landry Fields.
Chauncey Billups.
There was a good little Rasheed Wallace.
Jason Kidd.
That was a good year when our team was old as shit.
Oh my goodness.
I thought we were gonna win that year. Title? I thought we were gonna win something that year.
We saw the Pacers.
Lance
what a cruel life.
Hakeem Warwick, yeah.
In Syracuse. That was his best time.
Miller was a beast in that one season at Syracuse.
I don't know what happened to them. If Chris Paul and Harden, if you can't play well with both of them setting you up, then it's just time. You can kind of talk yourself into like Russell Mita. I don't know. But if you can't be at least productive in this offense with D'Antoni as the coach who puts everybody's stats on steroids, I don't know.
But he wasn't happy with D'Antoni when D'Antoni was in New York.
I mean, he don't have the power now. So he should know that.
Oh, yeah. No, D'Antoni runs a show now.
Yeah.
When you sign for $2 million, like you listen to what the coach says. He signed for $20 million.
He like the fourth or fifth option.
But he just got paid. He just got paid out. He just got bought out for $25 million. So he still got that money.
Yeah, but that's gotta last the rest of his life. I mean, great, he's gonna be making.
I don't know what the rest of his contracts look like. And who signs him if you're not coming off the bench? Unless he has a really turnaround season.
China. Charlotte. China. The Hornets. Not even just the Hornets. Like these little small market teams.
That hurts.
No, but like these little really small market teams that like. Not only they need to sell tickets. You bring Carmelo Anthony in one of them small markets, people gonna come see him.
Not me.
That's sad.
It's the truth. I mean, the only small market that's not like that is OKC.
You think Carmelo is a draw still?
That's what I'm saying. Like, we were joking around, like, if the Nets had signed him and you said you were going
no,
to
that's
see
Brooklyn. That's different.
You know what's funny? That's the one team I think he would do well in because he has an established market.
Yeah, that's Brooklyn.
Like, I feel like Brooklyn would, you know, kind of.
They would be happy, but.
I talk a lot of shit about Charlotte because I'm, like, very familiar with the area. But if the largest star you've ever had in your city is Kemba Walker.
Shout out Kemba.
Yeah, but he's a better player he's than Carmelo.
But Carmelo is a more global star. Like, national star wise,
I don't think Carmelo's anymore.
Not anymore. But his name is known. You go places, people don't know who the fuck Kemba Walker is.
It's only because Carmelo's a unique name.
Nah, because he was good too. Like, he was. I was like, yeah, you right. But
that's a big factor, though.
But
it's
he was
not
good.
The only, but it's a big
Melo,
factor.
Melo, but
like,
he.
It's like you just. Car. Look, does Carmelo. He. Yeah. Shoes still sell? Like, that's a very.
He doesn't even
indicator.
Have a shoe line.
He does. He's with Jordan still, isn't he not? They cut him.
He doesn't have a signature shoe line.
Yes, he does. They just. I remember.
How many shoes he sold last year? Like,
five shoes. I remember I sent you the article because it was around the All Star break. Jordan Brand like had released these like new Carmelo sneakers, and everyone was going ham like on it. Like comments like, "This was the wrong time to drop a new Carmelo shoe." Like. Because he wasn't playing well.
But that's a very good indicator of determining, like, beyond basketball, how well you're doing in terms of the public.
But even something like last season, right? Hoodie Mello, something like that, in a small market, that would do well because these markets don't have no attention.
Ain't nobody falling for these summer workout videos no
not
more.
Not this summer.
I've seen another one with him.
No, but not this
Paul
summer.
Today.
But think about how big Hoodie Mello was. The NBA actually put hoodies on the warm-ups.
But
now.
What new markets and small markets do is they build from within. I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but like they'll, because they usually suck, they have a top five pick and they build around that one guy. Very rarely does a small market, in basketball, does a small market build around a veteran. I can't think of it. It's usually like a young guy they got in the top five draft and they build him up. But like, why would you sign? Like, why
but they build. Him? Listen, the thing is, you build around someone. Yeah, but then, when's the last time a small market team has been successful outside of OKC?
Are the Spurs a small market team?
No, it's 1.4 million people that live in San Antonio.
Fair enough.
How many people live in Charlotte?
That's different.
But how many though?
828. And the Charlotte,
not that different. How many people live in like New York?
8 million.
Okay, that's a big market. Where are we capping small market at? Number
a
one.
Small market.
San Antonio's a small market.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's just we're.
All right, fine. So I'll
blinded because they've been so good for so long and relevant.
I guess that's true because actually, because New Orleans is considered to be a small market team, which is very surprising.
Even like Minnesota. Like, they built around Wiggins.
Minnesota is not a small market team. That's like a mid-market team, I would
that's
say.
That's a small market team.
Minneapolis?
How many people live there? Like, 1.3? Like, it's...
Well, are we talking about, like, actual in the city?
I'm talking
or
about,
the
like,
metropolitan
I'm
area?
About, like...
I can tell you both. I Wikipedia the shit out of all these things.
I wouldn't even use population density as, like, something that determines market size because basketball is very unique. I would say, like, the Timberwolves are not the top five destination for an NBA free agent, so I would consider that a small market.
Well, if that's the case, then you can. The Clippers are more desirable than the Timberwolves.
No, for sure.
Local.
For sure. Yeah. In terms of marketing, because when you're a basketball player, you don't look at the. I mean, you
they
obviously
trick
look,
Blake Griffin.
You look at like where you can like sell your brand, and would you rather sell your brand in Minneapolis, Minnesota, or LA?
Regardless I would.
If it's the Clippers or Lakers.
I sell my shit in Minneapolis.
No. Look who's a bigger star.
You have
Andrew Wiggins or Blake Griffin.
You have all your stuff in Target.
When they were in their rookie year.
You have all your stuff in Target.
Blake Griffin was
all
huge.
Over the world.
He was a Clipper. He was a Clipper.
Was in dunk contests and doing crazy stuff.
But he was also good.
Yeah. So was Andrew Wiggins.
He was better than him.
Carl Anthony Towns. Who?
Oh, that's
exactly.
A good point. That's a good point. And he's like, better than him. That's a good point. Carl Anthony Towns is pretty good.
He's better than Blake.
Yeah.
For sure. But like.
And nobody really.
No, I mean like.
People know him.
People like us know
relative
him.
To the NBA and like other sports, but compared to his other peers,
his marketability is nothing like
that. All right, so okay, there's Houston, LA, New York City, DC, Boston,
Chicago,
Miami, Atlanta.
Would you say Toronto?
San Francisco. I guess Toronto's a big market, but no one still wants to go there. But yeah. It's
Canada.
It's only because it's in a different
country.
Yeah,
is Dallas a big market?
Yeah.
I would consider, hell yeah. Have you been to Dallas before?
No.
Me neither.
It's pretty big. No,
but I did a walking tour on YouTube one time. Pretty cool city. You should get high one day and do it. That's pretty cool.
I do.
Anyway,
I digress. Do it all the time. But like, it's just like, it's hard for a small market to sign an old free agent and expect anything more than, I don't even know if it brings in fans anymore. It's just
LeBron's
like,
old.
LeBron.
He is not. Please don't use him in any examples when it comes to comparing players. Or he's just an anomaly.
He is old. The boy about to be 34
in December.
Here's a good example.
And he an MVP favorite.
Damian Lillard, important, homegrown, drafted.
I hate that he gets so disrespected. Because
he really does.
He gets
I was sleeping
so
on him too.
Disrespected.
He is a beast.
He's a monster. I even listen to his rap albums. I try to support him in other ways too. Try to get his name out there. He don't get respect though.
He really doesn't.
He should come to New York. We'll respect you.
We're going to get someone. I don't know if it's Kyrie. We're going to get someone next year.
I think it's Kyrie.
I think so too.
I think he's
I prefer
he's
to have I prefer to have Dame Lillard than Kyrie.
Hey, at this point.
What do you think?
Really?
Yeah.
I want Kyrie.
I want someone who wants
actually,
to be there.
No.
I feel like Kyrie wants
his
to be
injury
there
stuff concerned.
Exactly.
If it happens again this year,
exactly.
Yeah, I would go with Dame.
Years of injuries in your lower extremities, and he's a player that's based off speed.
What was it, the kneecap he broke?
Kneecap.
What was last year?
When both healthy, who's a better player?
He played 10 games in one.
Kyrie.
But he ain't healthy.
But what if he is?
We don't know.
Offensive enigma. How
I go off track record.
I don't know if the city might destroy him.
Oh,
Dame
yeah. Dame like he built for this. It's
he's
Dame
a different
time.
Breed. Yeah, he's clutch. He's like he'll 5 feet from the 3-point line, pull up and.
Oh yeah, him in the garden, but then Kyrie in the garden.
You know what I realized though? I watched like the NBA like a lot last season, and most of the time I watch it like, and I'm like, not really like going in on people's like playing styles and stuff like that. A lot of these players play terrible basketball. Like Damian Lillard, for example, I'm watching him play, right? He comes down the court and just jacks up a three from like five, like don't even touch the ball, just jacks it up. And it's like the, like what, 18 seconds left on the shot clock. You're up by three. It's just terrible basketball.
Really, your stars eat.
I'm just like, damn, what the hell? I was like, that was a terrible shot.
Ain't gonna bench
and then you. I go back and I watch Kobe play. And I'm like, why would y'all let him take?
Don't forget the four-fall, the four
left. Like, why would y'all let him just come down? Back someone up.
Not my goal.
Pass it back. I'll give it back to me. 24-second shot clock. Gone. Turn around. Do a crazy fadeaway shot. And because he made it 1 out of 4 times, Kobe was great. He was great. But still, I'm just saying, like, when I watch those games, I'm like, even Jordan. I'm like, why? But Jordan made his more than Kobe, so it was different.
Was efficient, man.
But it was just like, I don't know. The shot selection is just terrible sometimes to me.
They have more power than the coach. Coach is going to drop a plane. He'll be like, fuck you. Like, I'm going to do my thing.
That's a fact.
And then the owner's going to be like, okay, you're making 30. You're making 3. I'm going to go with the guy who's making 30.
I just found out the other day that Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant subbed themselves out when they wanted to get out the game. That I don't know why that, like, blew my mind. I was like, wait, what?
And they could do that.
You just told the coach, yeah, I'm coming out right now. I'm going back in right now.
Besides LeBron, who are three players, current NBA players, that could sub themselves out of the game?
Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, Anthony Davis.
They can say, I'm done.
Facts.
Really?
Yeah, facts.
Golden State is what, on a top 10? They were on that top 10 team list?
I hate them.
About James Harden.
Oh, yeah, him too. You know, D'Antoni is going to act like he ain't hear it. That's a fact. Definitely him.
It's what it was to say something. You looked out your shoe. Yeah. All right.
Yeah,
James ain't in the game anymore?
And Russell. Definitely Russell.
And then Carmelo still thinks he can do it.
Yeah. Number one, he thinks he could do it.
Imagine Billy Donovan saying something to Russell Westbrook. Like, going against. Yes, please.
Thank you.
Going against Russ.
The moment
he just looked back. What?
Donovan better tie his shoe.
Yeah. What else? Who do you so we already know. I think LeBron's gonna lead the league in scoring this year. Who's gonna be second?
I don't think he's gonna lead the league in scoring.
Ooh, who's gonna lead?
Me either.
Who's gonna lead?
Harden again.
Yeah, I
Harden
see
again.
Harden.
With Melo?
System is steroids.
With Melo.
Ooh. That's a good point. Not Russell.
I think with Melo, yeah, still. Who is he replacing?
Yeah,
Trevor Ariza?
That's true.
He just has to stand in the corner.
Melo ain't going to stand in the corner. He stood in the corner last year for OKC, and he already explicitly stated that he did not like that and that they didn't use him properly.
He could fuck around and get cut. You only making 2.4 if it happens. So, yeah, I think Harden. Because he's an offensive enigma, and then you put him in this system, and then He's crazy drawing fouls.
He can all right, get who's a runner-up then? I mean, Russell. I don't know. Is he crazy drawing fouls? He wasn't really getting that many fouls.
He goes to the line like 10 times a game.
Not in the playoffs. They don't respect him.
I mean, that's, yeah.
But who you got after that?
Oh, Russell.
Russell?
I see you? Russell.
I want to say Davis.
He is by himself.
He about to break out. No more Ron.
It's only him and fantasy. Only him with the injuries.
It's only him and Jrue Holiday now. Oh,
that's a good.
And Mirotic. And
he don't stay. Kev, I can see him third.
Kev out here act like we doing a draft right now. Keto. I don't know. We not drafting right now, Kev.
I'd have him third. Because he needs to get the ball, somebody to get the ball to him.
Ooh, that's what we should do.
What?
We should do an episode when we do our drafts.
Oh, that'd be fun.
We should all get together
and do
a draft and do it, and just record an episode. Anyway, while we're still recording an episode, let's keep talking.
I would say he needs somebody to give him the ball. I think Steph and Durant are going to cancel. They'll be like top eight together. But
what about Dirk?
LeBron's going to be top five. I can see him four. I see him averaging around 25, 26.
Braun?
Yeah.
Listen to these stats. I'm about to drop you.
What do you think?
LeBron, this is about to be crazy. Year 16. 29. Uh-huh. Listen to this. I'm not even gassing. 29, 8.5, and 8.
How much did Sissy average last year?
Yeah, last year was like a high for him. He averaged like almost damn near 9 last year. This month?
No, he's going to average more.
With this squad? More.
This squad is better.
They can't shoot. Most of the assists last year came from shots.
You know what? What about the Greek Freak?
Oh, my God. I mean, just – and Kawhi. I need to rethink.
I ain't picking Kawhi.
I'm not even thinking about Kawhi because
– Nah, if he's healthy.
Last healthy if he's healthy.
He's supposed to be healthy last year.
I don't know how he's going to come back. Honestly. And for that reason, I think that's why San Antonio won the trade.
Yeah.
No, they won the trade because he wouldn't stay.
And But also, Toronto got out of DeRozan's contract.
I don't know how
he's going
to be when he comes back.
He is going to beast this year. Snatch
him. Pick him in fantasy.
I am. He going
to
beast this
year. All right, Kev, going to be another video of him trying to get on the plane.
He has to
prove. Going up some steps.
You can't just assume. You didn't play. You played 9 average games last year. You can't just coast to the season.
There's too many players that I can pick outside of him. I'm not picking Kev.
No, not to leave the league. I'm just saying he's going to
be up
there.
I'll pick Kevin Love before I pick him, fantasy-wise.
You crazy.
Fantasy. Kev, who
No, that's not crazy.
Thank you. Who
Depending
else?
On your – if you got a certainty on your first pick, that's not crazy. No, that's
who
not
else crazy. Is Kevin Love playing with? It's Kevin Love and J.R. Smith and Tristan Thompson. Kevin Love about to beast.
Kevin Love going to be – damn.
Minnesota Kevin Love about to come back.
Give me a top 5 scorers next week.
Scores?
Yeah.
Harden.
I disrespect the East.
Davis.
Giannis.
I'll put the Greek Freak. Westbrook. Number 5. This really gets tricky.
I'm going to replace
Durant.
Where's LeBron falling for you?
God bless your assist being crazy.
God bless your heart.
What do you average? He averaged 27.
He gonna be listen. He about to be. Career. He about to be in Staples.
That's true.
He about to be in LA. It's gonna be fucking warm as hell. The sun gonna be out. He gonna be in his best behavior. So, LA. Whenever I'm in LA, I feel amazing. I feel like the best version of myself. I can do anything. Now, but also I want to replace Westbrook with Damian Lillard. Mm. He was in top 5 scoring last year. People just slept on him.
We put up 26?
Almost 27, yes. Westbrook only put up 25.
This league is crazy. Because he had Paul, but then he also had
He also was going for sure.
He had the mellow bug. He had the mellow bug on him.
But he poor also.
Harden really might.
But he also was going for triple doubles, which I don't think he's going to do this year.
He did it again last year, right?
Yeah, 2 years ago. But you said no one cared last year?
He shouldn't have got that MVP 2 years before. But
nah, it was unprecedented what he did before.
Oscar Robertson did it.
And
they were like, what, 60?
In the 50s, no, bro. That was against no one. It was against Harden a bunch of white men with short shorts.
We agree to disagree.
Harden they were still playing in the peach baskets.
We agree to disagree.
Harden didn't deserve to get this year.
Who should have got it?
LeBron James.
No.
No.
Yeah.
Can't do that.
And I'm running with it to my grave. You know why? I think the best player in the league should just get it every year.
But that's not the award.
Huh?
That's not the award.
You see LeBron's numbers last year?
Most valuable.
He is the most valuable.
It's different than best player.
No, LeBron's the most valuable. Take him off Cleveland. They probably wouldn't have even made the playoffs last year. The boy averaged 27-8-8 at 33 years old on 54% shooting.
Harden, 65 games. He led the league in scoring.
Yeah, listen. They won 65 games. He had a way better team around him than LeBron did. Way better.
If you look at his numbers, they're not drastically different. He averaged 30, but the season before, he's averaging like 28, 29 points.
That's LeBron every year.
Yeah, but his record.
He has a record. But yeah, the record is dependent upon the team, though. That's what I'm saying.
But that's always been a factor in the MVP. That Russell one is an anomaly. Getting the sixth seed getting the MVP is an anomaly. You always
LeBron wasn't
like
the sixth seed. LeBron was a third seed in the East.
They were number one. He was the number one in the league. Harden.
LeBron averaged 27-8-8.
Harden numbers might look crazy on paper if you just. He averaged like 30-11.
He didn't average them. Listen, on 54% shooting.
Okay,
they averaged the same from three, 36%, which was like people don't realize that. Him and LeBron shot the same percentage from the 3-point line last year. Only thing he really did better was the free throws. I don't know what's going on with LeBron. You good?
Harden, LeBron. He said that LeBron should have got the MVP last year.
Our friend Shafin was supposed to meet us here, and he's in the wrong location, so he's on his way over.
He's in South Williamsburg?
Yeah.
Boy, idiot.
That man, you would think he's not from Brooklyn. He like gets lost consistently.
It's the ESL.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
Anyway.
What did I come in on conversation-wise?
I think LeBron should have won
MVP over Harden last year. I disagree.
So does Ray.
Ray and I disagree.
What were LeBron's stats in terms? What was LeBron better in terms of stat-wise, statistically? Points per
rebounds
game?
Efficiency
rebounds and efficiency,
but and assists, the rebounds are like
so hard.
Assists were very close. Assists were close.
Who had more?
Rebounds were close. Harden did.
Points per game.
Harden.
Who had the better plus minus on the floor for their team?
LeBron.
I mean, then I might.
Harden had a better team though.
But
Harden's
team won like 15 more games, and yeah, they led the league. What?
So, but if Harden had a better team, isn't that more of a case for him to
be valuable?
Yeah.
No, the better case to be valuable is for LeBron, because LeBron leaves that team, they're trash.
And that would consider be the most valuable player. I mean, it depends what your term of most. This is why
I'm just going by the historical. Aside from Russell's one,
you see, Kev, the man gonna keep you down. I'm out here trying to break barriers. You worry about history.
He gonna get this one this year though.
You think LeBron?
LeBron? Was-
mm-hmm.
At 34.
You just told me how he's going to be. Now you switching?
Nigga. Word. You put my feet to the fire. I'm like, wait, what?
But we can all come to the agreement that Warriors are most likely going to win it again.
It's not most likely.
I mean, like.
They're going to win. It's like.
I'm already thinking next season.
You know what's crazy? I forgot Cousins was on the team. That's what's so sad.
Well, he hurt.
Yeah, I've heard people say if he 80%, if he 80%, they're gonna if he 30%, they're gonna kill him.
If he just walk on the court,
he's replacing Zaza center. And JaVale McGee.
If he just walk on the court, they good.
Cousins is on the Warriors.
And he won't play until the playoffs. Who cares? That's when you need him. Like, who cares? I'd rather he play in the playoffs than the regular season.
So you're telling me, they're not gonna rush him back, so he's gonna be fully healthy when he gets.
That's crazy.
If he's half of himself, he's better than
starting
McGee
five,
and
right?
Zaza.
So it's Curry. Draymond,
Clay,
Durant, and Cousins. That's insane.
That's the best starting five out.
That's the best starting five in the history of the NBA.
If Cousins come back fully healthy,
I can't
even wait to see the first quarter blowout.
No, if he's fully healthy, then
they probably about to be playing with people in the first quarter.
Agreed.
Yeah, that's
unless you're using the All Star team to go against them.
Wait, can we use this public forum to maybe facilitate a 2K tournament? Can we?
I'm with the smoke. We all in.
That'll be a long episode.
Let's broadcast it live. The draft. That'd be fun. Do a whole process.
You weren't
I'm
here.
I'm just putting that on. I'm putting it on record. Just
no. I said I wanted to do the draft.
Yeah, but no.
A 2K.
Record it live.
How the hell do we record it live?
You can live stream it on video.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'll look
That'd
at me.
That'd be fun.
That'd be fun.
That would be a lot of fun. Yeah. Order some food.
I'm down. Spot.
I think we should do that.
Gotta be at your spot though.
Cooling out. Faithful. Hold us to it. Comments in the comments below.
We can do it at a WeWork.
We could do it here. That's actually a very good idea.
Yeah, this is a big TV.
Put it on the screen.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Okay. Let's meet here.
Let's do it at this TV right
now. I'm going to find a bigger TV.
You'd be surprised, but yes. No, seriously, order some wings, some pizza.
This TV literally takes up the entire wall. Like, this shit is crazy.
All
right. Bring a PS4.
Let's do it.
Literally set that shit up. This is a huge TV.
You get weekend access?
I have weekend access. We can't book it. So
we can't book the room. We have to come here and just lock it down.
I'll come here at 9 a.m. and put my stuff down. No one's here, so we can do it. All right. Cool enough.
But anyway, yeah, we're going to do that soon.
We're going to do a special podcast.
Yeah, definitely.
When would we have to draft?
Just before the season. So we October. Do it the weekend or the weekend before.
October?
Yeah.
Let's do the first weekend of October.
Cool.
Done.
Get some wings, some bear.
Stay tuned.
Well, their bear.
Who would be the first overall pick?
We don't. Ooh, that's a good question.
Oh.
Statistically, not like who you love.
I was thinking. I don't.
Ooh.
Giannis.
Really?
Yeah. I'm thinking. Over Harden? I'm thinking stars without any real help.
Giannis over Harden for fantasy.
Who's Giannis' second best player? Who's gonna demand the ball?
Chris Middleton.
On the Bucks? And he's going to demand it more than Chris Paul?
And Melo.
Probably not, right?
Nah. I would say.
Him, AD.
Yeah, Anthony.
Harden just never gets hurt.
Anthony, he's legit. But
Anthony Davis, so Greek Freak. True. Greek Freak hasn't been hurt, though.
Greek Freak doesn't get hurt either. And he's in a way worse situation where he's required to do way more. At least Harden has Chris Paul.
Who was last season's top performing fantasy player?
That's
for
a good question. Low
basketball. Can you ask the Magic Machine?
It might have been Harden.
I mean, I'm gonna be shocked.
Last year, NBA fantasy stats.
Let's, while you're looking that up, how has this podcast changed both of you?
Carl Anthony Towns.
What?
How is this podcast, this platform? I'm switching it up. What have you gained from this experience?
It's given me the opportunity to meet a lot of interesting people I would never have.
You never would guess this, sorry.
We'll go back to Kevin.
LeBron James.
Last year?
Number one, and then Russell Westbrook was two.
He did play all 80, too. Oh, yeah, I'm talking about secondary help.
And Russell Westbrook was two.
Who was third?
I didn't make the playoffs.
No worries. Interesting. So you pick LeBron again?
No.
Mm-mm.
But why not? Okay, different team.
Well, it depends on my pick. I picked him last year, and I didn't feel good.
Wait, he was best last year, and you were saying he's going to be better this year in Beast. So you wouldn't pick him next year?
I got to think about who's going to play all the games. Greek Freak has literally no one around him.
You know, it's funny. That's an example of us overthinking something.
No. Before, this is the last season.
Yeah, they my fantasy.
When I picked him last season.
Go ahead. No, this ain't real basketball.
Yeah, when I picked him last season, I thought the same thing. He's never played all 82.
What pick did you have?
Ninth.
You got LeBron.
I picked after you.
With a ninth pick?
Yeah, we were shocked.
For the value, I was like, I can't let him pass. When he plays.
Who was picked above LeBron?
Couple people.
Westbrook, Harden,
Anthony Davis, Kawhi.
Kawhi was picked over LeBron James?
Steph. Well, Kawhi, so last year,
he's
before,
coming off the season. Season before was the MVP favorite.
Before the season started, Kawhi was supposed to be MVP favorite for the last season.
That's still four players. Who were the other six?
Steph,
KD were picked.
Because 3-pointers had a higher value in the league we're playing in. So Steph, KD was picked before him. A couple people picked before him. And then Kev got him. And then I forgot who I picked, but I was doing well to begin. Long story.
Man, that just fun.
Oh, I picked Dame Lillard.
Yeah,
that worked out for me. What were you asking though about the podcast?
What have you gained from this? Like, Kevin was saying he met a lot of interesting people. What would you say?
Kevin wasn't done answering his question.
Well, I'm messing with you. Well, like, what would you say? Like, I'll take Kevin as saying he gained meeting interesting people. What would you say you have gained from this experience? How many podcasts have you guys done?
What is this, 90?
Let's interview the interviewees. Seconds?
92.
90 fucking two podcasts. That's crazy.
Yeah.
When did you start this?
October 2016. Yeah.
Time I've been flies. Booking conference rooms for you guys for 2 years. That's crazy. Every week.
More like a year and a half. We used to do it in the living room for a little.
Oh yeah.
Friendship.
I get that text.
Priceless.
Every Monday. Yeah. What room? Thank you. And, what room? No, Kevin is always very cordial and polite, but it's just. I feel like I've been a part of the process, even though I haven't been. You know, it's
no,
been,
you have.
Yeah, you have. You have. Very intricate part of the process.
Yeah, but what would you say you've gained from this? When you tell your grandkids about this, what do you say you what do you say you take most from this experience of meeting people and having conversations?
Meeting people, having a conversation, but I think I found my voice.
Do you feel like having this forum has made you more articulate in the real world?
No, not found my voice in the articulate sense, more so because I'm not even, when I speak on this podcast, I never think about.
Not articulate, but I should have said made you more open to just having conversations where you wouldn't have been open to having those conversations in the past.
It made me less fearful of public speaking, I will say that.
Which is the number one fear.
Yeah, I have an immense fear of public speaking, and I think doing the podcast has kind of like broken me out of that shell. Like before, it used to be like, all right, cool, we would record, and then like, I'm like, oh shit, I don't like that, let's start over. And like, I have to like breathe numerous times. Now I'm like, fuck it, let's get in here, let's record, push play. I'll start talking, I'll start bullshitting around, and we just run with it.
When's the last time you guys heard the first one? In a while. I'd be curious to see how you guys change. I should go back and listen to that one. Because as someone who's been on the podcast.
Kevin,
right?
No, I was the first one with a guest.
Oh,
we have a very
first. Our first one ever was us. In Ryan's living room, over one microphone.
In the Bronx.
I remember.
In the Bronx, in Parkchester. Just
it was cold.
Huddled over a microphone. And I remember, like, we were like, Ryan was like, oh, we're not going to put this one out. And I was like, nah, fuck it, just put it out. Yeah, let's just put it out, see what happens. Yeah, and then we were just going ever since then. Damn, 92. Damn.
Video on that one?
Nah.
No, we haven't started until.
My favorite one.
Like 50.
Was on Ray's rooftop. That was the one, like, I was like, this shit, I like this shit. Like, it was like, it was just an open forum, and it was like, I don't know, like, when you switched it up from a living room to, like, a cool scenery, I was just like, yeah, this is fucking cool.
Yeah, that's when we were trying some cool shit.
Yeah, man.
Ray's Rooftop had the nice little view in the back.
How do you find your guests?
They reach out to us.
They find us. That shit sound crazy, right?
It is.
But they do find us. People just hit us up on IG and be like.
People want a platform to exercise whatever brand or voice. Or
But it's also very unique that they choose our platform.
For sure.
It's like, how the hell did you find us?
Yeah. So when we started, we were like,
we like, how you get guests?
Like, yeah, we figured
it
out.
And now it's like every day, like someone who's hitting us up, like in our DMs and saying, what's your process to get on the show?
I have to share this with the next time, I don't know, maybe we can upload. I have some podcasts that we used to record back when Kevin and I lived with each other. And I'll just kind of, I'll start a quick story to the fans of Cool
Now. Y'all won't put those out in the world?
I mean, we might get arrested. Yeah. But there's one where we're on my buddy's rooftop in Hoboken, and we're talking, and we're like on his rooftop, and we're looking over at the next building, and we see this couple, and they're like, the window's open, they start like making out, and we're like, we're all little tips, you're like, yeah, fuck yeah, bro, like, get that, and like, they don't hear us, they're just doing their thing, and they start like legitimately like fucking in the window, and we're like, yeah, bro, like, we're rooting them on, and like, we're like literally 20 minutes, we're like, yeah, go get it, yeah, you do your thing, man.
I was not doing this.
And literally, Kevin was, we have it on recording. And literally, and this was, I mean, not that we knew this was happening, but the woman who was involved in the process.
Plot twist.
Yeah, she turns at an angle and she was pregnant. And but while we're recording, it goes from like cheering to going like, oh yeah, get it, bro. We go, oh. And we all go, she's pregnant.
Yeah, we had one of our friends was critiquing the guy's performance.
I can go longer. I can go longer. You call that fucking? That's not fucking.
All right, dude.
But we,
you call that fucking?
What the fuck?
You call that fucking? That's not fucking.
Oh man! But well, I mean, oh, I'll send it to you guys because that'd be definitely even that one clip. It's about 5 minutes. That laugh. But it's podcasting is something that I respect you guys for being consistent with it. But it's something that it's like, I don't know, I'm addicted to them. I listen to them consistently, whether it's business related, sports related, politics, philosophy. It's just something that it's a game changer.
It's really
proud of you guys because this is something that like I literally like I'll watch you guys and like can't watch every episode because I'm busy, but like the ones I watch I'm fully entertained and I fully do learn something every time. So kudos to you guys. You guys don't get enough credit, but
thank you.
Your persistence is something that like is, as someone who's to book the conference room, is very annoying, but like but as a fan it's cool to see. So you guys don't get enough credit. I'm gonna give you guys a little credit right now while we're talking about basketball, but you guys do a great job. Keep doing it.
Thank
as a
you.
Fan,
as
one of your biggest fans, I'll say.
About to plaster Chris with some more beer.
Thank you for the kind words, and thank you for your help on all
no.
this.
Yeah,
and
of course.
Thank you to both you guys for dropping in.
Yeah.
This was originally just going to be us, too.
Ray and I are supposed to get dinner right now. Like,
it's been a lot of fun. Thankful for Shafin for going to the wrong WeWork.
Shout to him.
That's what he does.
If we still have time when he gets in here, we'll just hand him a mic and see what happens. When a Bengali man who's scared of social interaction is handed a mic to...
Yeah, we tried to get him on the podcast before. No. He wasn't about that life.
Yeah,
he's not about that life. He's upset that we're mentioning him right now.
He got to face his fears.
Speaking of, I'll be right back. I have to go pick him up.
The fact that you guys have been so persistent, though, is like key to your success. Like, it's easy for you, but it's so hard for other people. You know, like, as long as you're persistent, you keep doing this, you're at an advantage with any other people.
Oh yeah, I don't know about easy. It's it's testing. Like, you know, gotta get off work, come do it sometimes after work. I don't feel like doing it. I'm not gonna say I don't feel like doing it. It's just sometimes like I'm tired. I'm tired. I had a long day at work, and then I have to come to the podcast. But I still do it.
Do it anyway. Yeah.
Yeah. But
yeah. When I get here, until I get here, I am like, damn, I'm tired. It's been a long day. And then I get here and then we start talking and my energy picks up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, you've made it a habit.
Yeah.
So it's natural. You don't have to think about it. You
it's
just
a
do
habit.
It.
We got to do it for the people. Actually, you know what's funny? Weeks when we don't have episodes, which, I mean, it's a rarity, but like I think the last 2 weeks,
two
out of the last 3 or 4 weeks, yeah, we didn't have an episode. And I really felt bad. I was like, damn, like we don't have an episode. Like, and it was like, the 1 week we did it, I was like, all right, yeah, cool, whatever. Let's put up a little post and say, you know, we're sorry. But then the second week, we ended up doing it. I was like, damn, like this. I felt weird. I felt like people were like, you know, when someone says sorry for something, then they do it again.
Yeah.
I'm always very skeptical of that. I'm like, nah, this is what you do. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like that's how people were gonna view us, like as if we were saying sorry too many times. And I didn't like that feeling. Like it really sat with me, and I was just like, damn, all right, cool. And then we Kev put up a post where he was saying like, you know, no more gaps. We're gonna be consistent. No more gaps. And I was like, yeah, people needed to hear that. People needed to know
that.
That we're serious about it, and that, you know, we're gonna keep putting out, you know, quality episodes, quality videos, and just keep trying to build on this shit.
Yeah, interesting people and good conversation. This was a lot of fun. I did not expect. I didn't know you guys.
I didn't know what the hell this night was coming into, but now I got a nice little buzz going.
This was a lot of fun.
Gucci.
It's good to see your brothers, man.
Exactly.
Always good.
So we're definitely gonna get that live draft going.
Yeah, that's coming.
I don't know what Chris talking about, some 2K. That'd be an all day event. We do that.
That's out of somebody's house.
Yeah, but we can do the live draft. I think that'd be dope. And put that up on 2K. On YouTube. Put that up on 2K. I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm tapped out.
Yeah. We gave him a lot.
We gave you guys a lot. Ooh, hour 25.
Yeah.
I did that in a minute.
I'm sorry, Shafin missed, but
this is what happens. This is what happens when Rel don't go to work. I'm finna quit. Live on my couch. See how my girl feel about that shit. But all right, guys. We wrapping it up, beloved.
We gave him almost an hour and a half. We wrapping.
It's a wrap.
You want to say?
We appreciate you. You want to get in the mic?
I'll
Nah, he ain't about that life.
You guys finish it.
He said, nah. All right, people, we back. No, we're not back. We're leaving. Drunk. Yeah, you see Drunk Jarrell? We back. We out. You guys got something you want to say before we head out? Words?
Just thanks for having us on. It's always a pleasure.
Hey.
And love seeing you guys grow. Love seeing this podcast grow. Can't wait to be on it next time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thank you guys for having us, and keep doing what you're doing. And Des Bryant, top 20 in the league.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
I am.
Yeah, let it go. As always, guys, thank you for your love, your support. The podcast wouldn't be half of what it is without you guys. Everyone who listens, shares, subscribe. I love you guys. Like, we really appreciate the support. We're going to keep building on this podcast. No more gaps, as Kev said. You know, we're going to keep putting out quality episodes for you every week. Make sure you guys check out the YouTube page. Kev puts his heart and his soul into those videos, into that YouTube page. So make sure you guys go check that out. Subscribe, share that. Make sure everyone gets that. Am I missing something? Nope. No. Check us out on Pippa, SoundCloud, Spotify, Google Play. You know where to find us. You know by now. If you've been rocking with us since episode one, you know where we are now. You've seen our progress, and we're going to keep growing. We're going to keep doing this thing for you guys. Until next time, this is Cooling Out.
Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.